Holiday Chazak. Today happens to be Chav Gimel Adar, right? This is the beginning of Sivas Yimei Amiluyim, which is mamish what we're holding in the Parsa. The end of the Parsa, we have the Mishkan was completed. The Mishkan was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe inspects everything by Varachos Moshe, and you have the description of, not so much in the details of it, but you have the 7 days. And then the culmination is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is at the end of the 7 days. That's Yom HaShmini, as we know. And that's what the Sefer ends with. The Shekhinah finally rests on the Mishkan on the Yom HaChodesh HaRisham Echad LaChodesh, as described. Talking with Mishkan HaOmoy, that was the finality. That was the culmination of Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim. And then we go back, perhaps, in Sefer Vayikra, according to one Pshat in the Ramban, to Tzivuyim that came in the beginning of Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, and we get to Parsha Tzav and Parsha Shemini, which is once again the Yom HaShmini. The Midrashim talk about the timing of the Melechus HaMishkan and the Siyata Dishmai that they had in finishing it in record time. So, really, they started a little bit after Yom Kippur, the beginning of Vayakel. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the pitch, and they begin to bring the materials very quickly over a few days, and they start working. So this is in Tishrei. And then we have Chav Gimel Adar as the beginning of Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, and finally Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So when was it actually completed? So according to one day in the Medrash, it was in a matter of a few months. They say maybe even in Kislev. According to one Medrash, was Chav Hei Kislev. It means Mamish Chanukah. According to another day, or maybe right after Kislev, Aleph Teves. Either way, it was finished Mamish very, very soon, half the time, less than 3 months. But it wasn't until closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they got the okay that you're going to start setting it up, and they show it to Moshe. According to the Medrash, it's Mashmi, they show it to Moshe Chav Gimel Adar. He saw everything and he blessed them, and then they got the Tzivuyim of how it's supposed to be set up, and the 7 days of Miluyim, and then the Shechina on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The question is, so why didn't it just happen the way it could have happened? It still would have been a nace to happen quickly. Why did it have to finish so much earlier and then have this lag time? The way the Midrash puts it, they were osek in the Mishkan, 3 months it was done, and then it was just sitting there. And people were wondering, we did all our work, and Moshe says the Shekhinah is coming, and meanwhile nothing's happening, they're just waiting. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu niskaven lahamid ha-Mishkan b'chodesh enolad bo Yitzchak Avinu. Hashem had his own cheshbonos, that the Mishkan has to be dedicated on Chodesh Nisan. We know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach, and therefore, the Mishkan had to be connecting to that month of Nisan. Therefore, Hashem said, when that month comes, that will be the day of Tokemes Mishkan Ol Moed, and that was when all the people who were talking against Moshe Rabbeinu, they were silent, and they realized that, in fact, this is the way it's supposed to be. But the obvious question is, so why could Hashem make things work out so that there wouldn't have been all this period where people were wondering what's going on? Maybe it's not going to work. It's a failed experiment. I mean, it was all finished, and it's just waiting for no obvious apparent reason. So I saw something very beautiful, and I just want to elaborate a little tweak on it. The Ber Yosef quotes this Medrash, and he says the following very simple insight, that the Mishkan was a kapar for Chet HaEgel, as we know, so many levels. Whether you say that it only was a command given after Chet HaEgel, like Rashi holds, whether Tzivoy preceded Chet HaEgel, but Umaisa, once there was Chet HaEgel, the Mishkan became its suref into that kapara for Chet HaEgel. We know the Chet HaEgel had to do with Klal Yisrael's mida of impatience, that Vayara Am Kivoshesh Moshe Loredes Min Ahar, the time came, and according to their calculations, Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't yet descended from the mountain, and they panicked, and they lost it, and they came on against Aaron. They demanded something be done, and that was the root of the Avera. And that's what it led to. What it led to, says the Yosef, the Mishkan being a kapar chet ha'egel had to be what we call tshuvas ha'mishkal. It wasn't just a kapara; it was a way to weed out the root cause of the Avera. And since the root cause of the Avera was the sense of chipazon, of behilos, that they just couldn't tolerate waiting just a little longer. They had to act impulsively, and they insisted that something be done with Aaron, and that was the michshol that came out because of that. Therefore, Hashem wanted the tikkun to be in such a way that the Mishkan would be completed 3 months early, and it should just stay there in a state of ready to go, and yet it's not going. And one day after another day, 1 minute after another minute, everyone's wondering what's going to be, and they had to learn the Midah of Sablanus. And it was through that that they ultimately was zocheh to the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. Then he connects it to Dafka, the Midah of Yitzchak Avinu of Nisan, and he explains it in his own way. Yitzchak was Karbanos, and the Mishkan is Karbanos. I would just add the same vort. I was just thinking, because Yitzchak's birth is exactly the same Nekuda. Because we know, as we read in Rosh Hashanah, all the years that Avram and Sarah were waiting for a child, not knowing what's going to be, Sarah had no child, and she tried with Hagar and whatever, and finally, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram Avtacha, and they had to wait. The Mamash had to wait. Avram ben Ma'as Shana, and Sarah was 90 years old. The Midah of Yitzchak inherent in his birth. The Chodesh Shanoed by Yitzchak symbolizes the whole period of Avram and Sarah, the fact that they had to wait as long as they did, but at the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim his Avtacha, and Yitzchak was born. So the birth of Yitzchak Gufa in Nisan is associated with the same Nekuda of Klal Yisrael having to wait those extra months as the Tikkun of Chet HaEgel, and that's the Midah that we associate with the Leidas Yitzchak in Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, it all ties together, because Baruch Hu wanted the Mishkan to be dedicated on the Chodesh of Leidas Yitzchak, because the part of Tikkun of Chet HaEgel is to be able to do the Tshuvas HaMishkan properly, and if a person realizes that they have failed in a particular Midah, in this case, it was the behilos, the chipazon, the impulsivity. So we have to train ourselves as the Rambam says in the Chosdeus to go the other extreme. The other extreme in order to get to the Midah Hamsayas, to the Midah Beininess. And therefore, they needed to learn the Midah of patience, the Midah that Rambam and Sarah had for all those years. And Klal Yisrael waited for all those months. Finally, the time came and they were able to appreciate it that much more. And having learned the lesson of disciplining themselves in this particular Nekuda of the Midah of being able to be patient and waiting for the Yeshua Hashem. Shabbos.